Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are feeling worried, maybe even a little frustrated, because their little one only wants to eat a few foods. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this, and your child is not broken. In fact, what you're experiencing is one of the most normal parts of toddler development. So take a deep breath, settle in with me, and let's talk about what's really happening when your 2 or 3 year old suddenly becomes very selective about food. First, let me share something the magic book taught me that completely changed how I understand this phase. When your toddler refuses to try new foods, their brain is actually doing something incredibly smart. It's protecting them. You see, around age 2, children develop what researchers call food neophobia. That's a fancy way of saying their brain becomes cautious about unfamiliar foods. And this isn't stubbornness or defiance. This is ancient wisdom built right into their developing brain, designed to keep them safe as they become more independent and start exploring the world. Think about it this way. Thousands of years ago, when little ones started walking and exploring on their own, they needed a built-in safety system to prevent them from eating dangerous plants or unfamiliar things. So their brains developed this beautiful protective mechanism, caution around new foods. And that same mechanism is still working in your child today. When they push away that new vegetable or say no, thank you to something they've never tried, they're not being difficult. They're showing you that their brain is developing exactly as it should. Now, I know this can feel really hard. You want your child to eat a variety of healthy foods. You worry about nutrition. You might even feel like you're doing something wrong. But here's what the research tells us, and what the magic book whispers to me in those quiet moments. Children who experience food selectivity at ages 2 and 3 almost always grow up to eat a wide variety of foods. This phase is temporary. It's normal. And most importantly, how you respond to it matters so much more than what they eat today. Let me tell you about something called the division of responsibility. This wisdom comes from a wonderful feeding expert named Ellen Satter, and it's changed mealtimes for so many families. Here's how it works. You, the parent, decide what foods to offer, when to offer them, and where meals happen. Your child decides whether to eat and how much. That's it. You provide the structure and the options. They listen to their own body. This might feel scary at first. What if they don't eat enough? What if they only choose the bread? But here's the beautiful truth. Children are born knowing how to regulate their own intake. When we pressure them to eat more, or to try foods they're not ready for, we actually interfere with that natural wisdom. We teach them to ignore their own hunger and fullness cues. But when we trust them, when we offer foods without pressure, something magical happens. They learn to trust themselves. And over time, with repeated exposure and no pressure, they become more willing to explore new foods. The research shows us that children might need 10 to 15 exposures to a new food before they're ready to try it. 10 to 15 times of just seeing it on their plate, smelling it, maybe touching it before they take that first bite. And that's completely normal. Your job isn't to make them eat it. Your job is to keep offering it, calmly and without pressure, while they do their job of deciding if and when they're ready. I also want to talk about something really important: sensory preferences. Your child's selectivity might be related to texture, color, smell, or temperature. And this isn't pickiness. This is their sensory system being incredibly aware and sensitive. Some children prefer crunchy foods. Some like smooth foods. Some are bothered by mixed textures, and all of this is normal development. Their sensory awareness is actually quite heightened right now, and that's a good thing. It means their brain is developing beautifully. So what can you do? How can you support your child through this phase while keeping mealtimes peaceful and joyful? Let me share some gentle strategies that the magic book and the research both recommend. First, keep offering a variety of foods without pressure. Put small portions of new or less preferred foods on their plate alongside foods you know they'll eat. Don't comment on whether they eat them or not. Just offer them calmly and consistently. Second, make mealtimes pleasant and connection-focused. This isn't the time for battles or negotiations. Sit together as a family when you can. Talk about your day. Laugh together. Let food be part of the experience, not the whole focus. Third, involve your child in food preparation in playful, no-pressure ways. Let them wash vegetables, let them stir, let them smell herbs. This is exploration without the pressure to eat. And exploration builds familiarity. Familiarity builds comfort, and comfort eventually leads to trying new things. Fourth, model adventurous eating yourself. Talk about foods you enjoy. Try new things in front of your child. Show them that exploring food can be fun and safe. And fifth, trust the process. Trust your child. Trust that their body knows what it needs. Trust that this phase will pass, because it will. Now, let me tell you about a story that might help. In the Book of Inara, we have a gentle tale called Sweet Bear Shares His Honey. In this story, a kind bear discovers that sharing sweet honey with forest friends makes everything taste even sweeter. And while this story isn't specifically about trying new foods, it creates such beautiful associations between food and joy, food and connection, food and love. When children hear this story, they start to see food experiences as something warm and positive, not something stressful or pressured. After you read this story together, you might try creating your own playful food exploration moments. Maybe your child wants to share a tiny taste of something new with their favorite stuffed animal. Maybe they want to pretend to be Sweet Bear, offering honey, or in your case, a small piece of fruit to you. When food becomes part of play, part of connection, part of love, the pressure melts away. And that's when real exploration can begin. I want to leave you with this thought, my wonderful friend. Your child is not being difficult. They are being two. They are being three. They are developing exactly as they should. Their caution around new foods is protective and temporary. Your calm, pressure-free approach is teaching them to trust themselves and to trust you. And that trust, that connection, that peaceful relationship with food is worth so much more than whether they eat broccoli today. You are doing beautifully. The Magic Book and I see you. We see how much you care. We see how hard you're trying. And we want you to know that you are exactly the parent your child needs. Keep offering. Keep trusting. Keep making mealtimes about connection. And watch as your little one blossoms in their own perfect time. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend, with love and starlight, Inara.